second former officer charged in George Floyd's death released on bond. By Amy Furr on June 20, 2020. A second former Minneapolis policeman has been released from jail on bond following the death of George Floyd in Minnesota last month. Alexander Kung posted a $750,000 bond and was released late Friday afternoon, according to Hennepin County Jail records, ABC7 reported. Kung is one of three former Minneapolis police officers charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder and aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in connection with the death of Floyd, the article read. Prior to the event, Kung, 26, was a recent recruit to the police force, according to the Associated Press, AP. The report noted. He completed his year's probation just 3 months before the Floyd arrest. His personnel file, which notes that he speaks, reads and writes Russian, did not include any commendations or disciplinary actions during his short time on force. Kung was a 2018 graduate of the University of Minnesota, where he worked part-time as part of the campus security force. He also worked nearly 3 years as a theft prevention officer at Macy's. Former policeman Thomas Lane, 37, was the only other officer charged in Floyd's death to be released on bail, according to the Star Tribune. The article read. Totao, who also faces aiding and abetting charges, is still in jail in lieu of $750,000 bail. So is Derek Chauvin, who is charged with second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter for kneeling on Floyd's neck for nearly 8 minutes. Chauvin's bail is set at $1.25 million. The ABC7 report noted that Kung became a full-time policeman in December, adding that Minneapolis officers must serve a year on probation and spend time in field training with a more senior officer before they are fully qualified. After Floyd's death, Kung reportedly told his attorney, Tom Plunkett, that he became a policeman because he wanted to make his community a better place.